Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our texts are the gospel reading and the second reading from Revelation chapter 21. I read for you again these words. Jesus said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in Christ, the only Savior of the world. Last week, we went from the now to the new. We heard Jesus say, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice and no one will take your joy from you. And behold, I am making all things new. We also heard of the new Jerusalem, the holy city coming down out of heaven from God. This morning, we hear Jesus say, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. And in this world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. With Jesus' words in our minds and hearts, we also get a view of what awaits us. We get a preview of the new Jerusalem. And as we do, we'll see that there is no place else like it. And it's good that we get this view because the new Jerusalem is our final destination. It's where you and I are going to spend eternity. We are citizens of that holy city. And our citizenship has been bought and paid for by the blood of Christ. Today, we get to see this city along with St. John, who is being shown around. Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me saying, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. And having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. Wow. What a shining, glorious, brilliant city the New Jerusalem is. A city full of light. Jerusalem, the golden, we call it. The beauty of this city will far surpass anything you've ever seen or anything you can imagine. It's a city of light. And the light brings life, brings to life all the brightest colors the eyes can behold. Precious gems and jewels come the closest in our experience to approaching its beauty. And what else do we see? It had a great high wall with 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels, and on the gates, the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. This city is safe and secure. No attackers can mount its walls or break through its gates. There is no sin of any kind and none of the results of sin of any kind to be found. And this holy city is founded on the testimony of the 12 apostles who bore witness to our crucified and risen Lord Jesus. Yes, the holy city is radiantly beautiful. Gates of pearl, streets of gold. You've never seen anything as thoroughly lovely as the heavenly home that awaits us. It can't be said enough that the holy city is a city of light. After all, the source of its light is the presence of God Himself. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. In this city, God is dwelling in the midst of His people. The temple served that purpose in the old Jerusalem. In the new Jerusalem, the whole city is like that. God's presence shines throughout the city, down every street, and into every corner. We will be at one with God, finally. We'll be at one with God fully, the way life is supposed to be. And that is great and glorious. The Lamb is right there too, at the center of things. The Lamb is the lamp of this city. Christ, crucified and risen, shining forth in all His glory as the Lamb of God, the Lamb who was slain and who now lives forever. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He is also the light of heaven, the city of God. And because the New Jerusalem is a city of light, undiminished and unbroken, there will be no night there. In other words, the things that threaten us now, the things that endanger us will be no more. No more night. No more sin to darken our conscience. No more pain or grief to dim our joy. No more death to cast its long shadow over our lives. No. Only light in this city. Light that comes from God Himself. So who would not want to live in this city, filled as it is with light and beauty and the very presence of God? And yet, not everyone will be able to get there. The New Jerusalem is a holy city, you see. The holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Since it is a holy city, admission is strictly prohibited to all who do not meet God's demanding standards. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So how about you? Do you qualify? Are you holy enough to live in the holy city? Not on your own, you're not. And neither am I. You and I must admit that we do not have, as one hymn puts it, those pure desires the Spirit of the law requires. We have not loved God with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We must confess that our hearts are impure. Our hearts, our hands are unclean. Our deeds are too often shameful and deceitful. We must admit that we are sinners. And so on our own, we do not qualify to enter the holy city. And so we might ask, you know, is anybody going to be admitted? But of course, but only those whose names are written in the book of life. In other words, only those with an advance reservation, as recorded in the official register of heaven, will be allowed in. And now here is the good news. That book with the names written in it is nothing other than the Lamb's Book of Life. It's the register of all those who simply, humbly trust in the Lord to be their purity, to be their holiness. And He is. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We do not have any purity or holiness of our own. But Christ Jesus has written His righteousness into our account in the record book of heaven. He kept the law perfect, purely, and perfectly in our stead. He died on the cross as our substitute, suffering the full wrath of God over our sins. Jesus is the Lamb who was slain as a sacrifice for all sinners. Jesus rose from the dead, and now the same Lord Jesus lives forever. He will welcome the faithful into the holy city. He gives life, new life, eternal life to all His baptized believers. He has written their names into His book. So do you trust in Him, the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ? Then rejoice. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven, written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus has made the advance reservation for you. You and I are in His party, and He has already taken care of the bill. Yes, Jesus Christ is our life, our purity, our holiness. He's the one who, by His holiness, makes us holy. So, He's the only way for us to enter the city. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Life everlasting. The New Jerusalem. The city that St. John saw is a holy city, inhabited by those made holy by the blood of the Lamb. It's a city of light, with the glory of God's presence shining throughout. And this city is going to be our home for all eternity. For we are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Beloved, we have a home waiting for us, the holy city, the New Jerusalem. Rejoice with a joy so full that it will never end. For Jesus has overcome the world. Jerusalem the golden, with milk and honey blessed, the promise of salvation, the place of peace and rest. We know not, oh, we know not what joys await us there, the radiancy of glory, the bliss beyond compare. Amen.